Okay, so Never Rarely, Sometimes Always, which is available from Wednesday on a wide range of platforms. Feature first time Sydney Flanagan is Autumn, who is a 17-year-old girl living in rural Pennsylvania. She's something of a loner. We see her playing at a talent competition in which she plays that Exciter song, He's Got the Power. And it's a she plays it almost like as a plaintive soulful ballad. And somebody heckles her from the audience. There's a horrible moment of silence, and then she continues and carries on with the song. Turns out that she's pregnant. She can't get an abortion in her hometown without parental consent. She doesn't really talk to anyone about it, but her cousin Skylar, who works in the local grocery store with her, realizes that something is up. Here's a clip.
I saw you weren't at school today.
I went to the doctor.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's wrong?
Girl problems.
Bad cramps.
Yeah.
I get those too. Pretty much run through a bottle of painkillers like every month.
Yeah, same.
Don't you ever just wish you were a dude?
All the time.
So what then happens is that they travel from Pennsylvania to New York to get the procedure that Autumn can't get in Pennsylvania. And they think that the journey will be brief. They found a clinic, but it turns out that things will take longer than they thought, and they end up spending days and indeed nights on the street. I think this is a really great film for a number of reasons. Firstly, it deals with a very important issue. I mean, reproductive rights are very much in the headlines in America at the moment. The film shows us fleetingly, but they're there, anti-abortion protesters. And you know, with the current administration, this is a very, very hot topic in America. And the film was apparently originally inspired by Eliza Hittman, who made it reading stories of women traveling from Ireland to London, historical stories of this happening, and thinking about what she says is those journeys that women take, but people don't really talk about. So all that is really important. And I think what the film does is it talks frankly and openly about a subject which is too often sort of, you know, pushed to one side. But the film works because it is primarily about the relationship between the characters. And like Hittman's previous works, like, you know, Beach Rats, it is about the characters and their lives. And what I love about her filmmaking is that you learn so much about the characters from the small details of what you see in the scenes around them. So, for example, the scenes of the two cousins who are very, very different, you know, one much more outgoing than the other, and they, you know, they have a bond, but it's a bond which is often not verbal. And you see them in their hometown, you see them in the grocery store, just the tiny details of their home lives tells you so much about their backstory without ever having to have that stuff filled in by somebody saying this happened, and then that happened, and then this happened. The title comes from a series of multiple choice answers to a series of questions that she is asked when she gets to the clinic in Brooklyn. And there is a scene which is really brilliantly done, pretty much a single shot. And a series of questions are asked to which those answers, never really, sometimes always, can apply. And it's not just what Autumn says that tells you everything that you need to know. It's what she doesn't say. It's the silences, it's the gaps, it's the hesitations. I think the film has something of the magic of Midnight Cowboy, which is a film that I love dearly. It also has for me the poetic grit of you know, the Dardenne brothers and that you know, the neo-realist tradition that they come from. I think it's a really important film, and it never feels preachy or polemical, despite the fact that it's dealing with a really important and very, very contemporary issue, which has, you know, which has a really important and often unspoken history, and is very important to talk about it now. And the film does, but the film works because it's about their characters, because it's about their relationship, because it's about their lives. And I think the way in which it conjures those things is pretty much perfect, and I thought it was just terrific. And it's available on Wednesday from a number of streaming services, and it's called Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always.